Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, hello, beautiful people. You are listening to episode 96, Accessing Your Healing Powers with Laura Powers. Now, before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to give you guys a heads up that Witchy Wellness Radio is sponsored by Magnesium, Living the Good Life Naturally brand, founded by Kristen Bowen. You can learn more about her story and Magnesium in episode 73, that's 73 of Witchy Wellness Radio. And if you guys are interested in purchasing Magnesium, head over to the show notes and make sure you use code WICHY, W-I-C-T-H-Y, to get 10% off of your order. And secondly, if you guys are interested in the healing powers of essential oil, see what I did there? I'm so excited and pumped to invite you guys to upcoming Intro to Essential Oils class. So if you guys are curious about, you know, what are essential oils and how, what can they do for you? Or maybe you just need a refresh. Well, my doTERRA team is here for you every Monday at 2 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern for 1 hour. We have an online webinar, Essential Oil Class 101, and we limit this to about 10 people because we want to have enough time and space for each person to get the attention and care that they need. So head over to the show notes, click on the link, and book your spot in the next Essential Oils class today. Now back to today's episode. Laura is a celebrity psychic, actress, model, host, singer, writer, entertainer, and speaker. She does it all, folks. And she is the host of her top 100 podcast on Apple Podcasts called Healing Powers Podcast. And if she didn't do enough already, she's also the author of 8 books and editing 2 other books. She typically travels full-time for clients, television, and other media appointments, and for the love of just traveling. Laura has been featured on several television channels and networks, including BuzzFeed, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, The CW, The Jet Set, and so many others. And she was recently interviewed by Will Ferrell on his own podcast, The Ron Burgundy Podcast. So in today's episode, you guys will hear all more about how Laura realized she has special psychic abilities. And does everybody have psychic abilities? How can people manifest what they want even if they feel stuck? Tapping into your intuition to magnetize success. Keys to manifesting your dream life and moving past your own upper limits. How to become super creative without burning out, just like Laura. Success strategies that everyone can use to rapidly level up. The connection between health and intuition. And how to tell when it's time to let go or just hope it gets better. And so much more. Oh, this is such an amazing episode. Please enjoy episode 96, Access Your Healing Powers with Laura Powers. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. I am your host, Lauren, and this is a show you get to learn how your body is not in your way. It's actually leading your way. And our beautiful guest today, Laura Michelle Powers, is an entertainer, celebrity psychic, actress and model, host, singer, writer, and speaker. And she is the host of the popular film and television podcast Behind the Scenes with Laura Powers and hosts Healing Powers Podcast, which focuses on healing and spirituality and has landed her in the top 100 Apple podcast. She's the author of 8 books. Laura typically travels full-time for her clients that include celebrities, millionaires, billionaires, television appearances, media appointments, and just for the love of traveling. She has been featured on several television networks and media outlets and has recently been interviewed by Will Ferrell on his podcast, the Ron Burgundy Podcast. I would love to hear more about that, but so much more. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Oh my gosh, it is my pleasure. I'm so excited to be here and to connect with you and your listeners and a fellow first of similar name, Lauren, Laura. Yeah, same root word. Do you know the meaning of it, by the way?
It's to be crowned with laurels.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like victory. Yeah. It's a symbol of victory. Yeah. It's a powerful name. Yeah.
And my name, shout out to my mom out there. She spelled my name L-O-R-E-N because it's the unisex version. Oh. And feminist mom wanted to make sure I wouldn't get any discrimination against jobs and stuff. And I was like, Mom, they're going to have to meet me eventually, but I like what you were putting down naming me Lauren. So thank you.
I love that. I didn't even know that, but that's awesome.
Yeah. I've met a few guys named Lauren, not very many, but anyway, my goodness, what you do is so broad, but it's all intuition based. It's all following that light inside of you or source, if you will. And I'm sure you have this beautiful heroine's journey of how you got to doing all of this work, because your life, it feels so full, but in such a beautiful way. How has your life unfolded to get to do the work that you do today, helping others?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we all have our story and our journey, and no matter where someone is, you just don't know where they've come from to get to where they are. So ever since I was little, I've seen and sensed spirits, and I also come from a fairly traumatic background. So, my biological father was, you know, abusive, and I was born in France, and actually grew up speaking French. So, when we left him, my mother and my sister and myself, we left and, moved to the United States at that point. And so I was an outsider in so many ways. I didn't speak English. I was psychic. I saw things other people didn't see. I just remember looking around and feeling like I am like an alien. Like I literally just felt like I'm so different from everyone in so many ways. And it took a really long time for me to accept myself, to find that community, to realize it was okay to be different. And it's interesting because now I think with this perspective that I have and the life that I've lived, I understand that what makes us unique is actually our superpower. And I'm not talking just about in terms of psychic, you know, whatever, but just literally whatever makes us unique, that's us. That's what makes us unique and special. And it's, we don't have anything that's extra. We don't have extra parts and pieces. So, you know, born into this intense situation, moved to the United States, started taking ESL classes, learned English in school. And then it was around that age, like school age, that I started to just be like, I think I see things other people don't see. Like I remember asking my mom when I think I was probably about 7 years old, if she saw things, and I knew based on her response that she just didn't know what I was talking about. And I was like the kid in the sixth sense, meaning I saw ghosts that sometimes looked so solid that I thought they were live people. And I would just get confused, like, you know, think there's an intruder in the house and I call the cops and it's a ghost. And it was always confusing and embarrassing. And so basically I just really just didn't want anything to do with it because I didn't really feel like there were any benefits at that point. It just felt like a lot of problems. And I tried to block it out. And a family friend, when I was in college, described a ghost that I had seen but never told anyone about. So that was a life-changing moment for me. It affirmed that I wasn't crazy. Like I literally sometimes thought, like, I think I'm insane. And that was a confirmation that was really comforting in a way, but also a bit scary because I didn't really know what to do about it. It was like, okay, this is real, but now what? I told my parents and they tried to help me as best as they could, but they weren't psychic teachers. They didn't know what to do. They basically were like, you're strong, you can handle this. And you know, that's true, but I still was like, I don't know what to do. And so I blocked it out like really seriously this time and proceeded to live my life very analytically, as many people do. Fast forward many years, and I ended up just, my life was a mess. I had done all the things that you're supposed to do to have like a successful life. And I'm putting that in quotes if you're not watching the video. So I was, you know, had the advanced degree. I had the husband. I had the fancy house. I had the you know, stable job, and it all fell apart and it was horrible. And I was a mess, physically, emotionally, spiritually, you know, it was unhealthy. Major health issues. I was on sleeping pills, diagnosed as depressed. I didn't have any money. I was unemployed, bad marriage, like all the boxes that you want to be good were bad. And so I, at that point, went to a psychic to try to just figure out what the heck to do with my life. And she, without me telling her, of course, just said, well, when you shut out your abilities, you shut out your intuition, you really need to open this back up. And so that's when I started to take psychic training classes. And I had previously worked in government and politics, by the way. So like, this was like way out of left field. Like my master's degree is in poli sci. I worked in higher education, government, politics, nonprofit. Like this was not what I thought was my path mentally at all. So I had a lot of readjustment to do. But as soon as I made that mental shift and started exploring that stuff and not shutting everything down, my health improved dramatically and right away. And also my life just started to get a lot better. So that's the really abbreviated version of my hero's journey.
Thank you. Thank you. That was very succinct, actually. I know, you know, you come on your podcasts and stuff and we tell bits and pieces of your own journey and someone listening might go, wow, that seemed easy. Cause but it's not, I mean, when you go through those things, it's like, and that's why I like hearing people's stories like yourself, because that was, and it's a continual journey and overcoming. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like in many ways I'm just kind of getting started. I feel like, I started my psychic work and training when I was 30. Mm-hmm. And in a way it was like, you know, I feel like you're teens, you're just figuring everything out. And then college is when you're kind of like in 20s, you're technically an adult. But I feel like that was all just like my figuring things out time. And like, then I really started when I was 30. And so now I'm in my early 40s and I still feel like there's so much more to go. Like I, you know, and it's interesting too, in terms of age, because I felt old when I was 30. And I'm not saying 30's old. I'm just saying I felt old. And I remember I had gained a lot of weight. My joints hurt. I couldn't sleep. And I just was thinking like, I guess this is what it's like to get older. And then I got healthier and tapped into my psychic abilities and started channeling energy, which helped my health. And then it was like, oh, I feel awesome again. Like that had nothing to do with age. It was just all about not being aligned. And when we're spiritually unaligned, our bodies become physically unaligned and we can get sick, and quite sick actually, if we aren't taking care of that.
Yeah. That kind of brings me my question of, you know, how do you connect to your intuition? Like maybe think you just don't like where you are. Maybe things are falling apart health-wise, all of the wise, relationship-wise. Tapping in that intuition, but also into that source, into that spirit, and how those kind of go hand in hand.
Oh, I think it's so important. And it's such a relevant topic right now, because a lot of these themes are coming up right now after COVID. You know, COVID is basically for a lot of people acting as like a major realigner. It's like, well, that's not aligned. Fast forward, you could have figured this out in 20 years, but you're just going to figure it out in a year or something, you know? And that's what happened for me during the recession. So all this happened for me during the recession. Like I was employed when I'd never been unemployed, when I'd never been unemployed, my marriage fell apart. Like I had health issues when I'd never had a health issue. It all happened for me then. And so first of all, anyone going through this, I have so much compassion for you. Like I've been there. I know it's hard, but I want to share that if you tap into your intuition, if you get realigned, your life can be magic. As hard as your life might feel now, or as blah, or whatever adjective you would use, it can be just as amazing and so much more. And I really feel that we are limited mostly by our beliefs in terms of what we can have as our life experience. And I've gone through so many major shifts in terms of that. And so like, honestly, what is now a 2-day would have been a 10-day for me before. Meaning like my life has transformed so much that, you know, if you had asked me then how it was like before things got really bad, but like just kind of general, like say a year before things really hit the fan, I'd have been like, yeah, my life is awesome. My life is great. And now I'm like, God, that was horrible. Because I just didn't have that perspective. So I want to share that even if you don't know how to get to that amazingness of your, you know, where you're just like every day you wake up and you're like, wow, you know, now we all have bad days. I'm not saying we don't have moments that are like, that's no fun, but overall, I love my life. And if you don't have that, you can. And don't anyone who tells you otherwise, then that's just frankly not true.
Yeah, I love what you said about your health and that connection between intuition. And for me, it was so powerful to kind of dive into that. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I started the show. Your body is not in your way. It's leading your way. And it's just a beautiful vessel of a messenger. And I would love to hear more about the connection between intuition and your health.
Yeah. So I think, especially for those who have strong psychic abilities, like everyone has some psychic intuition and, you know, they have intuition, but for some it's really strong, especially if you have a life purpose that involves this. And if you don't allow that energy to be used, it kind of like pools up in your body. So on a spiritual level, what happens, you're channeling all this energy and then kind of imagine like, there's a dam that's blocked or something, and it just like gets trapped there. And then it causes overflow and just, you know, stagnation and problems. And then you can get physical illness. So if you have a life purpose that involves doing this kind of spiritual work, then you have to do it. Otherwise you literally will get sick. Like now there's many ways that you can do this. It doesn't have to be just in this way, but you literally have to be a channel for this energy and work, let it run through you. And then on a physical level, our bodies are the containers for our spirit. And I think when you look at a sort of medicine, it that whole spirit thing is completely just ignored. I think that's just, they just don't have, most doctors, I want to say, don't have a reference point for that. And that's just not their area. There are some doctors that I think manage to bridge that, but generally speaking, it's just not their specialty or their area. And so they're not looking at that. But when spiritually we're not aligned, we start to have physical problems, like our body telling us like, hey, something's to look at. So instead of looking at it just physically, I mean, do look at it physically, but look at, you know, what is the spiritual message that my body is trying to tell me? There's, you know, the books by Louise Hay in terms of healing and health. So I definitely recommend those. And then purely on a sort of psychic intuitive level, the mechanisms that you use to tap into your intuition and psychic abilities are also profoundly important for our physical health. So your gut, your heart, your brain. And a lot of people aren't aware of the gut-brain connection, but if your digestion is messed up, if you have problems with your gut, it's impacting your brain. And these are three things. So the third eye being in the brain, believed to be in the pineal gland, the heart, that's especially for empaths, is really important. And then the gut, we're all familiar with the idea of like a gut feeling, you know, what does your gut say? That's your intuition. That's your body, a big part of your body's mechanism to be able to tap into that. So when I started my podcast, Healing Powers podcast, I started it because I wanted to have a place where we could talk about all these things and how they're connected. So when I was the most psychically shut down, I also had really horrible digestion, major allergies, leaky gut. I also had polycystic ovary syndrome, which messes my hormones, that, you know, messes up your digestion. So it was just really a mess. And I've had this kind of shifting that's happened where as I've shifted one, the other area has also improved. They definitely go hand in hand.
Also, I know I've said this on the podcast before, but I had a lot of health issues in a previous relationship, and it was not a good relationship that was serving me. And I had constant UTIs. I never had them before in my life.
Yeah,
you know, anybody listening was like, oh yeah, not fun, not fun. And, you know, once I did, you know, stand in my power and left within, I think 2 weeks, even gone.
Yep.
It hasn't come back. Nope.
I had similar things where I had all these health issues and I was going to doctors and it was like, you're just depressed. That was the main diagnosis that I received. I have allergies, you know, you're depressed. But, and I'm like, well, I don't feel good mentally, but I don't think that's the cause, you know? And so I did eventually get some diagnoses after doing investigation myself, and looking into polycystic ovary syndrome was one of the diagnoses that I got. But you know, what was interesting was that I finally got these diagnoses and I, you know, at least had some answers in terms of physically what was going wrong in my body. But the fascinating thing was as soon as I got out of my marriage and left, like I still had some of these things that I had to deal with to a degree, but almost all of my symptoms went away so dramatically, or at least reduced majorly. And so I just think anything that stresses our body, when you look at it from a physiological stress perspective, stress just is so damaging to our health, right? So, and another way to look at it, when you're not listening to your soul, your body tells you like something's off. And so, yeah, that was huge for me. And it's interesting you brought up UTIs, because when I was in my marriage, I had also struggled with UTIs. And at one point I had one that was so bad that like I went from like not feeling like anything was wrong to having to drive myself to the hospital in 12 hours because it was blood, and it was like, oh my God, this is really scary. you know? So yeah, there's definitely something, whatever physical illness that you're dealing with, that your body is trying to tell you. And what most people do is they just don't understand what their body's trying to tell them, and they just get frustrated. And it is frustrating, but seeking out the kind of spiritual and emotional side is super important to really get at the bottom of these things.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, that's why I started this show. Your body is not in the way. It is leading the way. It's so simple, but powerful. I would like to change topics a little bit.
Sure.
Does everybody have psychic abilities? You know, and if so, how can we tap into them?
I think, so the short answer is yes, but it's also like a range. I mean, there's a lot of variety. So just like, you know, anyone can create some kind of artwork, or someone, you know, can perform some kind of athletic motion, for example, you know, that's generally true, but like not everyone's going to be like a Picasso or Olympic athlete. At the same time, there's so many people that have really incredible psychic abilities that they've literally never tried. So what if you had this innate ability in your body to be an Olympic athlete or to be this incredible painter or musician or artist that like you never took classes or you never had a paintbrush or you never had, you know, all the running shoes or whatever, you know, or a place to run, then you wouldn't know what you're capable of. So I teach psychic training classes, and it is so common for me to have students come in and they're just kind of like curious. I think they just kind of intuitively was like, maybe something's there. I'm just curious. And then we start doing exercises and they are so psychic. Like, I'm like, you could do what I do. You know? So if you're listening to this show, by the way, I feel that you're very psychic and it's one of my missions in life. I would like to change how we approach this. I feel like we should have some basic psychic training as little kids, you know, because if I'd had the stuff when I was a child, how different and much easier would my life have been than, you know, trying to figure it all out on my own without, you know, tools and resources when I was 30 after having a lot of heartache and physical pain and whatnot. So we all have it and encourage everyone to explore this. You don't have to want to be a psychic, by the way, to do this. But just if you learn how to use your abilities, you're better able to navigate through your life. So I have this kind of crazy, amazing life that people are constantly like, how did you do that? I'm like, just because they just listen to my intuition. And so when I want to do something, I'm like, how do I do that? And I get guidance and then I follow it and things come to me, generally speaking, very easily as a result of that. Like I don't do necessarily all the, like, if you want to go from A to Z, I don't always have to go through the whole alphabet, you know, I just kind of skip to some of the things that I want to bring in and create. And I'm not special in that way. Like everyone can do that. And when you learn to tap into your intuition, you get to tap into your own inner compass and figure out how to create a magic and amazing life yourself. Whatever that is for you, it could be very different than my life.
Yeah. And for me, it's this balance. I would love to hear what you have to say on this. It's tapping into the intuition and deciphering intuition versus fear, but equally looking at those programs or those false beliefs. Yep. And kind of peeling back that onion, because so many times we come up against ourselves when we're trying to get to that next level or manifest something. And we're like, what is wrong?
I would say, yeah, the biggest thing to look at is our beliefs and our patterns. And our patterns are almost always a reflection of our beliefs, right? And so I heard something recently which really resonated, which was our beliefs are just agreements we have with reality. And I guarantee you there's people that are like, you can't do that. I'm like, well, I just did, you know, because I believe that you can. So that's the great thing. You can rewrite your beliefs, and patterns are really important. So in terms of what we want to bring in and create in our lives, there's like this universal algorithm and the spirit guides told me this. So I didn't come up with this on my own, but it's totally brilliant that our lives, our minds, our energy fields are very much like Netflix. Are you familiar with Netflix? Do you watch Netflix? Yeah.
I mean, who isn't? I mean,
yeah, most people, especially during after COVID, right? So whatever you watch in Netflix, there's like an algorithm and then it suggests things for you. So if you go on like your Hugh versus, you know, an elderly man or a kid or whatever, they're totally different cues. Like that Netflix experience is very different for each person. And that's what's happening with our lives. Whatever we engage with, choose, respond to, we're getting more of that. And the problem is a lot of people don't understand that whatever they choose is coming at them and more. And so you may be choosing things that aren't what you consciously want, but it doesn't matter whether you want it and you're choosing it or, and by choose, I just mean actively engaging with it somehow. So that could be yelling at someone because they're doing something you don't like or something, you know. So it's just always important to pay attention to that. And then if you're struggling with that, ask your angels and spirit guides. I'm wearing Archangel Michael's color, royal blue. He's a great angel to ask for help with shifting beliefs and patterns and behaviors. And then there's some amazing tools that you can use for the same thing. I love tapping. I don't know if you've explored tapping, but emotion code is really powerful for healing and clearing beliefs that aren't serving you. I also love emotion code sessions where you have a practitioner that helps you with like clearing these blocks that we have in the body. So tapping and emotion code are two things that are really wonderful. But whatever works for you, there's so many different tools and systems out there, but do it. And it also is a process. Like, you know, you have to work at it. It's kind of like working out, I think, in a way. You know, manifesting, it's awesome. But I do daily manifesting exercises. Like, it might only be for 5 minutes or a few minutes a day, but I'm literally every day doing some kind of conscious work on this stuff, healing, clearing beliefs, tapping, manifesting. And I think in this sort of spiritual woo-woo community, a lot of times that's not understood, that yes, there are like the big picture things that we need to do, but it is also these little tiny incremental things that we do that really create that big impact for us.
So true. And it's like you said, it's all intuition based. And how do you, and we've kind of answered this already, but I would love to hear more directly, how do you link that intuition with that manifestation, like to magnetize your success? How do those two kind of like create this perfect picture or magnet?
Yeah. Well, I think that where a lot of people struggle is they'll get an intuitive hit and then their mind will say, no, I don't want to do that, or I can't do that. And then it blocks the flow. And I'll give an example. This was years ago in my business. I had just started as a psychic. And again, I worked in politics and government. So this was like way out of left field for most people. They were like, what? Like, I was saying, I'm a totally different person than you thought you knew. And in a way I was just honoring this whole other side. And so I was starting from scratch in terms of my business. And I also had never been a business owner. Like, I had just had jobs in government and nonprofit. So this was also very new to me. And I needed customers. I needed clients. I needed people to connect with me in this totally new way. And the people in my circle at that point weren't my demographic. Like, they weren't the people that were going to be my clients, because they weren't into this stuff, right? It's just a totally different circle. And so I had gotten the message to do readings intuitively at a local coffee shop. And at that point, I had just spiritually come out of the psychic closet. I didn't really want to do it, but the message was so strong. And I finally was like, okay, I'll do it. And I put up a flyer in the window, so just something I created on my computer, really, you know, thrown together. And the first day I was scheduled to do it, the managing editor of the local newspaper called and he asked if he could write a story about me. And he did, he took photos. And 2 days later, I was in the regional newspaper. Like, I was brand new in my business, guys. I was like, holy moly, this is like a shock. And the reason I bring this up is that was then led to immediately my phone started to ring. I'm not even kidding you, with clients. And it also helped me with build other media. You know, once you get media, it's like credibility. It helps you with building your business. And I've really managed to leverage media that I've gotten. So you can see now these big shows like, you know, Will Ferrell's podcast, BuzzFeed, Vice, you know, big media, television networks. And I'm bringing this story up because that's where a lot of people stop. I got them to the pit, do readings at the coffee shop. And at first I was like, no. And that's what happens. A lot of people are like, no, I can't do that, or I don't want to do that. And they don't realize that whatever resistance or fear that they have is going to be less than the, you know, the benefit of whatever it is that they're being guided to step into. So working on that fear and that faith is so, so important as we're moving forward, because literally those intuitive nudges we get are to make our life better. Like, that's what it's for.
Yes, I always like to think like the intuition or source, universe, God, whatever you want to say, wants just as good for us, but actually better than we could ever imagine. Yes. You know, yes, it has our back, but it's always better than we can even like wrap our monkey brains around, if you will.
Absolutely. So much of what our expectations are for our life are based on our programming and whatever, especially when you were very young, whatever that came in for you. So in my case, I was born into this, you know, traumatic, abusive situation. My parameters were pretty bad, you know, at that point. So I've had to do a lot of conscious work on like shifting what is possible for me, what is it okay for me to receive? And it's a constant process, like constant, but it can change very fast at the same time. So even though I'm still working at it, my bar just goes higher and higher in terms of what I can have. And I feel like the more that we each individually have, the better the world gets. I mean, the better my business is, the more people I have on my team. I have 5 people on my team right now that support me. You know, I spend more money on goods and services from other people, not even in my business, but just, you know, it's all this wonderful, wonderful thing. And especially as women, and a lot of people that are psychic / healers, teachers, we're a little bit in the murder paradigm where we're in the paradigm of like, it's us versus them. Like, there's can only be one winning side. You know, there's the winning side and a losing side. Like if we're trying to help others, then we have to suffer. And I really believe in the win-win that, you know, we can be good. We can help others. We can all be amazing. There doesn't have to be like a downside.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, it's just money is just energy. Everything's just energy. It's an exchange of energy. So like a lot of self-worth, if you will, you know, and like what value am I bringing? You know, what value do I put on other goods and services that I feel comfortable because I want to exchange that energy. I want to exchange that money because I value that. That was mind blowing for me when I started researching a lot of that wealth consciousness a while ago. Yeah. And like, oh, it is that simple, you know? And, I've also been through a divorce and I would pay the attorneys, my freedom rent is what I would call it every month. I was like, I spent so much money every month keeping that retainer. But you know, it was like my freedom, my sanity, my happiness, my sense of self is worth every single penny that I'm going to pay. I completely value that. And it was a lot easier, let me tell you. And I pay every bill like that now, like credit card bills, just every month. Like I look at the statement and I go, oh, thank you for that lovely like Whole Foods grocery trip or like that dinner with my best friend or whatever it is. I just open my heart up to that because when you kind of align to that, the sense of gratitude that it, for me at least, it almost like you become this beacon to attract more of that into your life. And if you're paying your credit card or the divorce attorney, like, oh my God, how much money am I spending? Yeah. All this money that's leaving me, you know, then that lack keeps multiplying and multiplying. Yep. And multiplying.
Absolutely. It's like the Netflix queue idea that I shared, like whatever you're feeling, engaging with. And there's a sort of Bible parable, and I'm not Christian, but I just think it's so profound. And it's something like, I may not get the exact word, but he who has will have even more, and he who has none will have even that taken away. And I think that's about the perspective and just like what you talked about, the gratitude. It's just that when you feel in gratitude, you attract more. And when you feel like you have nothing, you attract more of that feeling of having nothing. And even when we have the same amount, our perspective on it will change. Now, I do think it's important to have boundaries, but you can also be an appreciation for whatever it is that you have. And that will really, really help with attracting good things.
Mm-hmm. So if someone's listening to this and they're like, ooh, I'm intrigued, I want to learn more, and they're ready to level up no matter where they are in their life, there's always more. But I always like asking that myself, is there more love? Is there more abundance? And especially if I'm meditating, just a little fun tip, is there more? And it's just like you can get into really deep space doing that. Anyway, what are some like success strategies that people who are ready to level up, how can they implement them? What are some tools or techniques that they can just jump into now?
Yeah. So I think the first thing is being very mindful of your thoughts and beliefs, doing work on that. Like I said, tapping and emotion code are two things that I found to be helpful. And the other thing is really paying attention to your circle, your community. Who are you engaging with? Are they expansive? Are they allowing you to, you know, think and be and feel what you want to feel? So if you don't have that, find that. So that could be online. It could be through a course. Even listening to podcasts, I think, is a great way to energetically be in that community, even if you're not connecting. But reach out to the host. I mean, I like it when people connect with me on social media. I don't know about you, but I have some people, they're like, oh, you responded. I'm like, sure, reach out, connect. Like it's about creating this openness. So, you know, when you do that, you start to feel less alone. And I, you know, guys, growing up, I always felt like I was going to have something special, like a special life. And I remember like literally my ex-husband's family would describe me as like having my head in the clouds. That was like, I think their way of saying that I wasn't practical or grounded and just kind of get real. And I'm like, well, I want to get real with what my reality is. My reality is. And so just if you're surrounded by, you know, negative people or people that just don't believe, then change your circle. And you can do that. Have strong boundaries. And, you know, as you shift, the people that are attracted to you will shift too. So when I've taken classes, and I really encourage people to take classes in psychic training or coaching or things like that in this area, sometimes it was about the tools I would learn. And sometimes it was literally just that, about being in the room, you know? So that's one thing I would say is just do that, find that community. And if you don't have it, like, create it.
Oh yeah. I've from yoga, like, I'm a big yogi. I met my partner there. He connected with so many of my good friends through different meditation groups and courses and retreats I've been to. I've met, like, my best, like, lifelong girlfriends through these things, going there for me, you know, for me to learn more, to grow and to expand. And the sense of community when you align with your intuition and what's cool to you. Like, I'm a big meditation nerd. I, you know, like, love reprogramming my subconscious and, you know, all that kind of stuff, manifestation. And now I have girlfriends that we meet every Thursday and we just talk all about this and, like, how, what cool, like, synchronicities come up in our lives, and we can nerd out about it. And, like, before, like, I didn't have that. And now it's like, oh, I so cherish this community where I can be seen and heard and, you know, just expand upon. It's possible. You know, whatever you're being led to go, whether it's psychic meditation, yoga, anything that, like, piques your interest, listen and take a few steps in that direction.
Absolutely. And when you get an intuitive hit for something, you never know what it's about. Like, it could be about someone you're going to meet. It could be about a piece of information you get. It could be, you know, there's so many reasons why we're guided to things. And like, I'll see this with people, they're like, well, that just doesn't make sense. I'm like, but intuition doesn't make sense. That's the whole point is it does, actually, when you know the bigger picture on a spiritual level, but we just get the piece that we need. You know, we don't necessarily get the whole picture. Then the more you do it, the easier it gets, but follow that, you know, white rabbit or whatever.
Oh yeah. When I actually asked my partner out on a date, and I've never asked anybody on a date, by the way. And we had mutual friends, we're both yogis, and he was actually my yoga teacher. I would go to his class, and I was, like, scoffing at the idea, like, I'll never date a yoga teacher. Like, that's just, you know, oh, that's so like disrespectful or, like, not spiritual, on my high horse over here. And we would just get to talking after class, and, like, we would just, you know, it would just turn into longer and longer and longer. He ended up bringing me a book because he thought, we talked about it before, about kirtan and, like, the mythology behind all these beautiful chants and yoga. And I would take myself out to brunch every single week after his yoga class. It was a Saturday morning class. And if my friend was at a class, I'd go with her. But I just loved taking myself out and treating myself. I'd bring a book or a journal and, you know, just something just to sink my teeth into. And he hands me this book, and immediately my intuition goes, ask him to brunch. And I'm like, oh, no. Yeah. Like, and right. Ironically, synchronicity is that I hadn't brought anything. I forgot. And I was going to have to go home to get a book or a journal or just not go with anything. So I listened to it. And I asked him, and it was like an awkward few seconds, but here we are over 3 years later, you know, and it was just sparked from me listening to that little, you know, that little intuitive hit. And I had no idea. I was like, well, at that point I was like, we could just be friends or maybe not. It was like the in-between zone, if you will, and it unfolded exactly how it needed to. That it's like not a silly story, but you never know what your intuition is opening up for you at that moment.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And it could be something that seems minor and maybe not, maybe it seems bigger, but the truth is we don't even know sometimes until much later what is minor and what is major. You know, it's like, we've all had those things where we met someone and then it, like, turned into, like, there was something that really significant that happened out of that. So just when we trust and listen to that, really wonderful things unfold. And when we don't listen, you know, challenging things can happen too. I remember one time this was before I was tapped in. So I just remembered this experience, but it wasn't even something I was really consciously aware of. But I remember one day I was just, like, driving and I just went a different way And I was like, that's weird. And I literally just kind of turned around and turned the car around and promptly got pulled over. It was like, you know, intuitively I went a new way and then the different way than I, and then when I didn't listen, I got a speeding ticket. I mean, not a huge deal, but like still annoying, you know? Much better to not have a speeding ticket. So, you know, we're constantly getting that in our lives and we just kind of pay attention to that flow, that inner leaning. And you brought up the idea of fear. I think it's really important to pay attention to the difference, because that fear will sometimes come up and people think, oh, that's out of alignment. And I'm like, no, that's just fear. And so paying attention to where that's coming from, when it feels heavy, sometimes that means it's out of alignment. Like for me, when it literally brings up the feeling of fear or anxiety, then it may be more likely that it's a fear release. But also when you ask about what's on the other side of it, like, is this something that I want, what's on the other side, or I don't, that can help you with determining that as well.
Ooh, I like that. Well, you know, is it fear? Is it not aligned? I think that's something I could bring into my day to day to keep that in my back burner. Next question, I would love to hear. You're very creative. You have a super creative career, definitely comparative to, you know, politics, if you will. How do you balance, you know, being super creative, you know, tapped in the flow without burning out? Because I know so many of us are just like the solar lifestyle of just like go, 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 go all the time, more, 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 more. It's like this badge of honor, like not to take care of yourself and like, you know, it's sad.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's so important to do self-care, rest, have introspective time. So build that in. You know, I think that's the idea. What gets scheduled, get done, like put on a time for just, I'm going to just paint today, or I'm going to write for fun or journal, or I'm going to go take a bath, or I'm going to like put those things in. And it's so funny. I did a channeled session once for a client and I loved this message. The angels were like, you guys have it all wrong. You should have 2 days to work and 5 days to do everything else. And I was like, that is so brilliant. And so I've been really working on shifting that. I do think that when you're aligned and when you release your blocks for how much you can receive, it's much easier to do that. So I create very quickly. Like I write fast, I write music and I do these things. And it doesn't necessarily take me that much time because I use my abilities in the creative process. So work on your abilities to receive, ask for help, create a team of support, and then schedule things. Those are, you know, and take trainings and classes. I'm considered an expert in a lot of areas. You know, I have a podcast book. I teach courses on writing, on the psychic realm. I am taking classes all the time. I'm currently enrolled in 3 courses, you guys. I'm just sharing this because you are always learning. And I don't, you know, even if you're considered an expert, even doctors are, you know, they still have to do continuing education. Like it's still this thing where they have to continue to keep their accreditation or, you know, medical license. So I think for some reason in certain communities, it's this idea of like, you receive this area and then you're done. And like, that doesn't mean it has to be a course. It could be reading, you know, there's different things you could do, but I'm just sharing, it's a constant process. And if you want to level up to a next level, you sometimes need different tools, different strategies to do that. So it's a constant process and not to stop learning or shifting as you go.
Very cool. And kind of bringing it back to the fear versus not aligned in a different way. How can you tell when something is time to let go of, or when is it time to keep going and hope that it gets better?
Oh, this is a really tough one. I think one of it is, do you ultimately want what's that thing, that dream for mm-hmm. your life? Do you want that? If the answer is yes, then it's probably keep going and maybe changing your strategies a little. I mean, that can be the thing. There's a book I recommend called An Actor's Life by Jenna Fischer from the American version of The Office. And she talks about this. She'd been a working actress for 10 years, had an agent, had a manager. She'd gotten some gigs, but she was just like, I'm tired. I'm just kind of over this. I want to give up. And both her agent or manager were like, no, like, what are you doing? And it was right after that she got The Office. And that was a game changer for her career. And I think that happens with a lot of people. I see this psychically, that right when they're on the verge of something pretty major, they're like retract and just go into something that feels kind of easier and more comfortable. So I think, do you still want what's on the other side of that? And if so, keep going. Again, you might want to re-strategize or shift some things, maybe have some stronger boundaries, but that's ultimately the thing. And then when you ask yourself, is this something that I want, but I'm afraid of failure, I'm afraid I'm not supported, then it's probably something to keep going and just work on your beliefs, work on your patterns. And it's a process. It's a process. I really feel there's a quote that is so resonant for me that those who are successful are those who go the extra mile. Like, and the extra mile is often doesn't have a lot of people, you know, there's, it's just, are you going to go that extra mile? And that doesn't mean like hard work physically. This doesn't mean like breaking your back. It just means, are you going to keep going past the point that some people give up?
Yeah. Are you going to hold yourself accountable? For me, it's like, you're going to fall off the horse.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Okay.
it doesn't matter that you fell off. It just matters, how are you going to pick yourself back up? You know, and change how you're doing it differently, you know, love yourself more. You know, I always tend to criticize and, you know, not be very nice to myself when that happens, but I have to catch myself saying, okay, the lesson here maybe isn't the actual falling off. It's how do I react to myself when something does happen like that? For me, it's like that refractory period is what's important. And that's where the growth comes from.
Absolutely. And there's literally nothing that you would do in your life where there isn't a learning curve. And it's funny, as babies and children, we get that. Like, you know, if you're learning to walk, you have to fall down a bunch. There's just really no way around it. Like, I don't know of any children that just like instantly start to just kind of walk and run. Like, you crawl and then you try to stand up and you fall. And it's this process. So not to beat ourselves up when we go through that learning process, that it is a part of the system, of the process to walk, run, leap, dance, and just have patience with ourselves, not criticize ourselves. Like, when you're thinking about your self-talk, think, would you speak that way to a baby? Would you speak that way to a little child? If you wouldn't, then don't speak that way to yourself either. You know, speak with love and kindness and compassion. And that doesn't mean we can't do, you know, better or improve, but our mindset and our self-talk is extremely important. And have you heard of the Messages in the Water, the book or the research?
No, I haven't. Please enlighten us.
I highly recommend everyone to check this out. You can just Google the messages in the water. And it's this Japanese researcher that he's studying water molecules. And he started to notice how different the water molecules were from different places. Like, you know, water that was from this place that had radioactive, you know, elements or, you know, but he started to do it even not just from geographical places, but he started to experiment. Like, he would say, you know, meditate on this water, the idea of love, and then meditate on this water, the feeling of hate. And literally the molecules were completely different. And this is so profound because we are mostly water. And I believe that when we have a negative thought about ourselves or others, it literally affects our cells, our molecules and our water molecules in our body that contribute to our cells. And so this is really important. And when we catch ourselves, and by the way, this is very common, so don't beat yourself up if you find yourself doing this, but just be like, oh, delete, I don't want that, kind of try to reframe, you know, put something more positive. And it's a process. I also, people that are very psychic, I think, have a lot of this, because there's things called entities, which are constantly kind of interacting with us. And if you're telepathic, which I'm very telepathic, it was very easy for them to say negative things to me and then get me to feel that way about myself. And then now, as I've gotten more awareness of that and have stronger psychic boundaries, I have less and less. But I used to have a lot of, you know, negative self-talk, and I'm putting that in quotes, depressed, you know, suicidal. And it's sad to me, because I think a lot of people that struggle with depression, anxiety, and suicidal ideation are just really very psychic, actually, and just aren't aware of this element.
Oh yeah, for sure. I can, when I'm not listening to my intuition or source or doing what is aligned with me, I can quickly, you know, the anxiety comes up, the depression comes up, you know, and the longer you're there, the more that it snowballs. So it's very interesting. And it's like your body is here. It's in the way. It's leading the way, not in the way. Sorry. Freudian slip there. Sometimes it feels that way when you're in the moment of it, but it's just a messenger, you know, just telling you, oh, you know, that thing that you're excited about, but you were too afraid to do. Maybe you should relook at that. Maybe you should, you know, just like help. It's trying to help. It's just helping.
Yeah, absolutely. And so just to be kind and loving to ourselves, to our bodies, even if our body is doing something that feels unpleasant or we don't understand, just ask for help and ask for your body to teach and share and ask for signs and messages for the universe about how to help heal that. And it is possible. I mean, I've shifted so much. I've, you know, healed polycystic ovary syndrome. I've healed a lot of my allergies. I'm overall a very healthy person compared to how I was before. And most of that has been done through the energetic work that I've done. And it's possible for everyone.
Yay. Well, I just looked at the time and it's time to close. Time flies by when I'm on these shows, especially Austin, some outer space. Thank you, Laura, for coming on the show. Was there anything else that you wanted to kind of wrap up or how we can get a hold of you before we start to close the show down today?
Yeah. So first, I just want to say you're so powerful. You know, if you don't end up being your fullest version of yourself, you're depriving yourself of that experience. You're also depriving the world of all the amazingness that you have to offer. So step forward with faith and it will be rewarded. And if you want to connect with me, I teach psychic training. I teach, you know, podcasting, how to write and publish books, all kinds of stuff. And then I also do readings for people as well. Then you can do that through my website, healingpowers.net. And then you can also find me on social media at Twitter at Laura Powers, Instagram at Laura Powers 44. And on Facebook, I'm at Healing Powers. And then you can also email me at bookings@laurapowers.net.
Awesome. Thank you again for showing up for yourself, you know, connecting to that psychic ability that we all have, but also showing up for us today and share and parting that wisdom with us. I connected with it. I know so many of the listeners will too. And we close every show the same way. How may we, the listeners, as an act of gratitude, be of service for you in return today?
Oh my goodness. I just encourage everyone to follow that intuition, even if it sounds crazy. What is it that you're guided to do? Meaning crazy, like just in terms of, wow, might evoke some fear for you. And then, yeah, I'd love to hear from you. Instagram is a great way to connect. You know, send me a DM, follow me. I'll follow you back. It's Laura Powers 44.
Awesome. Thank you again for coming on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.